step up. Having said that, I suppose it's all relative to the small harvest we've just done in the year before, which is quite small as well. So 300 tonnes is not a large amount.
What markets is that going to allow you to supply?
Tom, makes a big difference. Up until now, we've only had enough production to supply a few of our customers. The majority of it has been to our customers in the pharmaceutical industry. But with the increased harvest, we'll be able to extend that to a much broader range of our customer base in the Chinese wood manufacturing industry, the Middle East, India, the Western European cosmetics and fine fragrance industries, which we already supply quite a lot of sandalwood oil to. So it's great because it gives us that capacity to start feeding some of the markets, which we know we have we are in high demand from.
Any plans to expand the operation in the Ord?
Oh, look, I think we'll certainly we're a keen tenderer for some of the land that that the government is aiming to release, West Bank and Mantinea Flats, I think, which are coming up shortly. We're keen to expand our operations in land, and we're also we no doubt will be expanding our processing operations in Kununurra as they stand compared to what they are today. So it's still a major focus of us in the Ord.
I understand that you want to establish a northern distillery. Have you found a site yet?
Look, we're still going through an exercise in determining which is the best site in northern Australia for the facility. The board's looking at a number of potential sites in northern Australia, and it'll be making a decision on that in the next year or so.
What do you make of the rate of progress of the Ord development?
Oh, look, Ord Stage 2, we've developed any of that land. I'd say the land wasn't suitable for us. We're looking forward to getting another opportunity to develop land in the Ord.
If and when the Ord breaks into the Northern Territory with Stage 3, could we see a TFS presence there, do you think?
Look, I think we'd certainly be very interested in Ord Stage 3. Again, I understand it, and our soil and forestry experts, which we have up there, Brett Blunden and Matt Barnes, they're the people who should be answering that question. But certainly my understanding is that Ord Stage 3 does have some prospective land for us, and anything that has land and water is highly sought after by us.
Last month, you announced trials of an oral rinse formula to treat some cancer side effects.
Yes.
How's that study going?
Well, that's one of a number of studies that our drug development company in America, Santalis, is working on. The pharmaceutical market, we believe, is very highly prospective for TFS. We're at the early stages. Initially, we've only just started supplying the market through our client Galderma, which is one of the world's largest dermatology companies based in the US, for their Benzac acne product. We really see this market as highly prospective, and that's hinged off many years of usage in traditional medicine. Sandalwood's been used in traditional medicine in China and in India for thousands of years. And what we're now seeing is Western science adopting some of the well-observed benefits of sandalwood in traditional medicine. So that's a trend you're seeing across the board, not just in sandalwood. And that's really where our enthusiasm is hinged. And the results, the scientific results we've achieved to date certainly suggest that we're on the right track.